Good afternoon. One apiece then against Millwall. I think we've had this interview before, haven't we? Battered them second half, should have been a win.
Yeah, I take that. Really pleased with the performance, really pleased individually and collectively. They had to be brave today. It's a tricky surface now as we get into January, February, bumpy, bobbly. Really difficult site to play against Millwall. I think I said before, obviously on Billy Sharp when he was at Sheffield United, probably the best striker we'd come up against, movement and individual. Them two, Morrison and Gregory, are probably the best partnership as a pair that we could play against. Difficult opponents, them two. Good players at this level. And, you know, aerial balls, long throws, we've got to defend, so we had to be doing that. But the other part of the game, I thought we were excellent. The desire by the players, and I've got to say a real big thank you to the supporters today, because when we went a goal down, it would be easy for them to moan and groan, but from the cop throughout the ground, they got really behind the players, and the players really appreciate that and lifted us. And I think the performance then on lifted them. We're talking about a point, we know it should have been three, but I keep saying, if you're getting a level of consistency of performance like that, we can only keep improving, and that's what we've got to aim to do. We had a blip last week, the worst performance of the season, we know that, but we were back at it today, and I thought, I'm really pleased with them. I mean, disappointed, and they're disappointed that we haven't got the 3 points, but, you know, it was a good afternoon's work by the players and by the supporters.
I don't know how much of an elephant in the room it is, but James Hansen, obviously not involved today. We know about the bid from Sheffield United. We'll talk about that in a moment. But was the shape of the team today because he wasn't going to be involved, or would he have been involved had the bid not come?
He probably would have been involved. There's no doubt we're going to play three up front today. We're going to have a right go and play three right down the middle, Marshall and another striker, and we did have to change it, unfortunately, late yesterday. But when you bring somebody like Hans out your side, who's what, 6'3", 6'4", you've really got to try to get that aerial, because that's where they're so strong. I say a big percentage of Millwall goals are long throws, free kicks and corners, and you saw today the two boys at the back, 6'4", both of them. That's why hence we want putting big long balls in. We're playing it across the deck, we get his goal perfectly from a good pass across or a shot across the goal. But no, we had to change it, and you know, we decided to get, by getting a bit of height in the side, we'd go three at the back. And if any game or against any opposition, to go three centre half would have been today, because I've seen Gregory flick on to Morrison and score, Morrison flick on to Gregory. They're a good partnership. So today I thought we dealt reasonably well with them, I really did. And the best chance they get is when Kilgallen's off the park for a set piece. We're lacking height, and they Doyle touched on the bar and they hit the bar again. But yeah. No, we would have, James would have played, yeah.
Yeah, and they've got O'Brien as well, who chips in with double figures. Mm-hmm. So, James Hansen there, what is the situation? The bid has come in, being considered.
Yeah.
Is the decision down to you, or is it down to others?
No, obviously it'll be down to others. It'll be down to the chairman. I'll talk about this if and when the deal goes through, but, you know, I actually got a phone call 4 or 5 days ago from a championship club who were interested. They didn't make a bid, but they made an inquiry about James. And then I got a call from Christian Wilder a few days ago, and I passed that on obviously to the relevant chairman and etc. And they've come back with we would say, for somebody who's out of contract in 5 months, a good bid. But it's been reviewed, and like I say, now it's out there, then it might attract other people to come and make bids. But
do you have a say in it though, Stuart? Can you say to the owners, or are you in a difficult position really?
What we will say is, we're already looking for a striker, you know, to bring in, and we don't want to weaken the squad. And you know, the Stefan and Edin, we had good meetings with them Thursday, myself and Greg, and that is their belief as well. But I think business side of it, sometimes you've got to take into account. But if we could get two in, you know, that we're trying to get, then you would say, yeah, it's the right move for everyone, and certainly for James if it comes about for him. But there's still a lot of work to do on it. I was just disappointed that it sort of came out and James got to know about it yesterday, and you know, I could have played him, but mentally I think, you know, it was a decision that we made to leave him out today with all the speculation. And you know, we will see what happens, but you know, we want to be stronger coming out of this window, not weaker, that's for sure.
So the striker that you were looking to bring in, that one I can now becomes two, because if Hansen goes,
it only becomes two if James goes. Yes.
But presumably the second one would be a replacement for the same kind of striker. Is it, bearing in mind that, you know, the way that you've been building the squad? And
I think you always need no matter how you're playing, if you play, as I keep saying, the pitch is deteriorating now, so sometimes you have to go long. You have to put balls in the box, and you maybe need somebody to come off the bench and, you know, for 20, 30 minutes, a bit of aerial power, something different. We saw Hans come on at Northampton for the second half and have an impact. We saw him here against Bury in the second last home game and dominate their centre halves. And on a day like that, it was the right idea to go long and get on the knockdowns. There's all different ways to play, but bearing in mind, January is very difficult to get players in at the best of times. And now we've gone from possibly not only needing one, we might need two. But, you know, that'll be Greg, myself, everyone working hard as we can to look at options and possibilities. But, you know, you know as much as I do, if I'm honest.
Have you got players in mind when you say about options and possibilities?
Greg's got a list. We've had a look at it. But again, you know, if and when James does depart, it's not a done deal, as I say. If he does go, then other clubs know that we're looking for one and the price could go up and things like that. So there's a lot of wheeling and dealing to be done behind the scenes.
Would it be easier to sell him to a club that's 10 places below you in the table rather than top of the table selling to a rival?
Well, listen, it's one of them things, isn't it? It's just, from a business point of view, the money offered is a decent offer. We'll say that, okay? How it's going to be paid in stages maybe is not acceptable, and maybe other clubs have...
Is that a sticking point at the moment then?
No, I think just there's nothing. But we had a game today. Mm. We can't be doing deals on a
Friday. Well, no, it's totally interrupting. I hate the January window. I don't know a manager that does like them.
Yeah, but no, listen. Anyway, I think we've talked enough about James. Yeah. Like I say, we don't. There's no definite. There's nothing been decided. I would really like enjoy talking about our performance today, the crowd, the atmosphere. And you know, pleasing with the individual performances of the players today.
One downside today, Matt Kilgallen. Yeah. Did he dislocate it? Was it popped back in?
I think it's popped out. I think he's going for a scan or an X-ray.
Brave to try to play on if it's been popped back in as well.
Come on! I know you won't, coach, but that's what footballers are about. Now. Yeah. Listen, Killer's absolutely distraught because he's found himself. He played really well the other night against Cheltenham, and he's found himself back in the side today. We changed the system, as I say. He was doing fine, he was doing well, and if this puts him out for a while, it'll be a real sickener for him, and it'll be sickener for us, because, you know, at the moment we are quite thin on the ground now. Obviously Clark has gone out the building at the back, and, you know, looking Tuesday, Mac is suspended, you know, so we're going to have to find bodies. Obviously the two lads, Jones and Gilead, have played in the Checker trade, so, you know, Tuesday will bring its own problems, but you know, we want to progress in that, obviously.
How pleased were you with Mark Marshall's performance today? He was asked to do a slightly different role, he can play that, but yeah. You know, for me, I said he was sensational today. How do you view it?
Yeah, I would give him a 10-year deal, mate. I really would. I think from the day one, he comes in with a smile on his face. He's at Cheltenham on a cow field. For the first 45 minutes, he was terrific. Mm. I was always playing him up front today. As I say, we're going to play through. I didn't want to play him wide. But having said that, when he plays wide, he doesn't stay wide. The goal at Northampton and the assist at Northampton, even though he's playing on the right, he gets it from the left-hand side of the box. So we give him freedom to go and enjoy himself, and he plays with a smile on his face, he gives everything he's got. Not all the time do things come off, but I tell you what, he's a big, big threat, either shooting...
You won't want to mark him, would you, Stuart?
I won't want to mark him, no, but I tell you what, his attitude's terrific as well. I really like working with him, and he's giving everything. You know, he's giving everything for the football club. You know, and I've got to say, if anyone deserves a new deal, I think it would be certainly him.
Yeah, and Billy Clark, good to have him back.
Yeah, very good. It's hard because you're taking a really good player off of Nicky Law.
I was going to say, it must have been hard because who do you take off? Yeah. But you have to try and get him on the field.
Yeah, because he showed in training, and that's a good position for him there. Yeah, we maybe could have put loads of centre mid, but I mean, Josh and Tim were doing well, so it's hard. We thought Nicky would tire in a little bit. He's had a little bit of a tight thigh over the last 7 days. But yeah, I mean, listen, Clark is a good player for us. You saw even in his 15 minutes today, he's an intelligent player. He can get goals as well. So great to have him back. But we'll have a head count on Tuesday, or Monday, should I say, and look to see what we do on Tuesday. But looking forward to next Saturday. Well, looking forward to Tuesday, but looking forward to next Saturday, because I'm sure we'll take thousands over the Pennines, and hopefully we can kick on.
Yeah. Well, it's the closest thing to a derby game, isn't it?
Yeah. I can remember scoring there once in the FA Cup game, 1-1 on the plastic. And then we come back here and we won 5-1. And big sticks, remember?
Yeah,
big
Ian Owen Roy that year. Well.
5-0 Bambi
you
at
never
half time.
You never forget his goals.
I tell you what, I don't forget
my goals either.
I remember seeing you there a couple of seasons later playing for Everton and you won there, which got you the tie here. And
we don't mess about that. We'll talk about that.
I'm just going to say, you've talked about horses for courses, 3 men at the back today. Is that you're just going to approach every game? It's not likely to be something you're going to do on a regular basis.
The only reason, because of Hans going out the side yesterday, we needed aerial somewhere. We were lacking in height.
Yeah.
And it was going to be
difficult. You've got to get him in there somewhere.
It was going to be difficult to leave Killer or Rory out after how well they played the other night. But and also, as I say, if there's any team we're going to play three at the back against, it's them, because they'd launch it, they get onto flick-ons, and if you've got a flat back four sometimes and flat two, they get in behind. So it worked all right.
It worked all right.
And they didn't have an attack second half by the goal, did they? Yeah, but even then, with 5 minutes to go, long throw-ins, free kicks, we give free kicks away. They've always got a chance of 2 6-foot-5 boys coming up from the back, Morrison, Gregory, you know, they've got a lot of aerial power. So, all in all, again, I'm not too disappointed. We should be disappointed with the point at home when you dominate a game, but keep giving us performances like that and we'll be okay.